Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. When we talk about persecution in Bangladesh, it's not just limited to gospel workers anymore. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says Islamic militants publicly executed a secularist blogger who claimed no faith. Other writers, intellectuals, and Christian leaders have been targets of violence, too.
That threatens some of the radical religious elements that are in the country, and they want to silence anyone who does not agree with them.
FMI partners know it's dangerous to share the hope of Christ. However,
we have so many opportunities for scripture distribution, for evangelism in Bangladesh. When I just recently met with our national leadership team there, they said, yeah, there are hindrances to ministry here, but we're willing to run this race.
And Transworld Radio is expanding Dr. Erwin Lutzer's radio program, Running to Win, into Spanish-speaking countries. Ralph Storrs with TWR.
We have an opportunity to take his incredible English programs and now translate and produce those into one of the largest people groups in the world.
By this summer, the program will be heard across the Americas and in Europe.
There's an entire generation of Spanish listeners who have not had the gospel presented to them, who have not had the discipleship materials. And I think this is an opportunity to re-engage with an entire people group and an entire geographical area that many people have felt has already been evangelized.
But for now, pray for all the teams working on this project. Find out more details at missionnews.org. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.